Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Above the Rim, the weekly basketball podcast about basketball. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the two-game suspension of the NBA's Ty Lawson. Ty Lawson is currently a member of the Houston Rockets. And today, the NBA handed down a two-game suspension based on a prior incident and arrest of Ty Lawson for DUI, on suspicion of DUI. So today's episode, I'm going to give you a brief rundown about the arrest history of Ty Lawson when it's related to DUI since 2008. Some facts, some figures, and then I'm going to make my own comments about what is really going on and what I think needs to happen and the steps and precautions that need to take place in order to save this young man's life. Because his life, no question about it, Ty Lawson's life at the age of 28 needs to be saved. So let's get right into it, shall we? Ty Lawson has been arrested at least four separate times for driving under the influence. In 2008, the 20-year-old was arrested and pleaded guilty, to underage drinking and driving after registering a 0.03 blood alcohol level during a traffic stop in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Additional charges of violating a noise ordinance and driving with a revoked or suspended license were dropped, and Lawson was required only to complete 20 hours of community service. In April 2012, in Arapahoe County, Colorado, Lawson was cited for careless driving, driving with a restricted license, and permitting an unauthorized person to drive his car. Lawson was arrested in Denver on January 29, 2013 for avoiding prosecution for these offenses. He later pleaded guilty to allowing an unauthorized person to drive, and the other charges were dropped. On August 17, 2013, Lawson and his girlfriend, Ashley Pettiford, were arrested by police in Arapahoe County responding to a domestic violence call. Lawson was arrested on suspicion of committing two misdemeanors, domestic violence-related harassment and property damage. Both Lawson and Pettiford were released on $1,000 bond and charges were ultimately dropped. On January 23rd of this year, Lawson was arrested in Denver after driving almost twice the speed limit while under the influence of alcohol. In that incident, he admitted to police that he had a prior arrest for DUI in Missouri. One of the conditions of his $1,500 bond was that he not drink alcohol. On July 24th of this year, Lawson was arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of driving under the influence. 3 days later, on July 17th, a Denver judge ruled that Lawson would be required to spend a month at a residential rehabilitation center before facing DUI charges in either Colorado or California. What's really going on here? Let's break this down and let's open this up and examine it. Ty Lawson is currently 28 years old, playing for the Houston Rockets of the NBA. Now, if the average Joe, you, me, whoever, listening to this podcast, had been arrested four or five times for DUI, would our current employers keep us employed? And would they allow us to keep wasting the golden opportunity of making a living and providing for our family and ourselves? I'm guessing that it wouldn't last very long, and I'm guessing that we wouldn't get four or five different chances. Now let's speak to the fact that this is yet again another young professional athlete getting himself involved in something other than his on-the-field sports-related matters. This is another incident where a young man in particular is turning to alcohol. instead of turning to his friends. Where are his friends? Where are Ty Lawson's friends? Where are Ty Lawson's parents? Where are Ty Lawson's family members? Where are the coaching staff? Where are the owners that are supposedly not only paying this young man to play the world's most beautiful game, but are also being paid to look after his best interests and the best interests of the team? Ty Lawson is, I'm not a psychologist, but if you just analyze the facts, 5 times being arrested for DUI, this is not a case of a rookie sensation getting caught with strippers and prostitutes in the limousine and a mountain of cocaine making it rain in the strip club. This is a 28-year-old league veteran who has been arrested and charged 5 different times since 2008, before the age of 30. Ty Lawson needs maternal guidance, fraternal guidance, spiritual guidance. I don't know what the answer is, but some sort of counseling and treatment definitely needs to be mandatory before he even is cleared to come back and try out for any NBA teams. And that is provided that there is another NBA team willing to give Ty Lawson a 6th or 7th opportunity to play the world's most beautiful game. Until Ty Lawson realizes what it is he is potentially going to lose, until Ty Lawson, and I don't even know what rock bottom, after 5 or 6 DUI arrests, I'm not even sure what rock bottom is for a man or a woman, but I'm pretty sure Ty Lawson is close to rock bottom. And Ty Lawson, you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped, and Ty Lawson clearly needs help. It's only a matter of time before either someone or something helps him to understand he is not alone and he does not need to fight through whatever is troubling him by himself. You can deal with your issues in a way that doesn't involve drinking and driving, and it doesn't involve abusing your body. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of Above the Rim. As always, you can hit me up in the iTunes store under Sports and Recreation. My name, Roger Cumberbatch. You should find the latest episode of Above the Rim. I'm also on Twitter